You're with Jeff. It's 6 minutes to 9 o'clock. Now, Bradley Woods often is on this program, generally arguing with the police commissioner about alcohol regulation in Western Australia, but also a good man to go to for me to pose this question. Are we a nation of idiots, Bradley? Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. I don't think we're a nation of idiots, but I think we're governed by some fairly weak laws that push the view that we're idiots onto us. You know, there's a strong habit to promote a culture of fear, which raises the point where people don't trust their own initiative. We're micromanaged to the point where we actually lose the ability to trust our own initiative and therefore become apathetic. And I think that's where the parliamentarians, who are too eager to pass legislation because of the morally outraged minority, they just follow that process of public pressure from the media.
What do you think the consequence of that is?
Well, the consequence of it is we get bad laws, we get legislation that means that we actually don't think for ourselves, and then we rely upon the rules, the regulations and the signage to tell us whether it's okay to behave. I mean, you know, do we look for the sign when we go to the lake that says, be careful, water ahead? You know, these are the sorts of things that are obvious in throughout our community in Australia, that, you know, there's the big sign at the beach that says warning, there may be water sharks or jellyfish ahead, there may be strong tides. I mean, you know, we all know that they're there, but of course governments have to sign these things these days.
We often ask the question about those things, saying, is it the fear of litigation? Is that why local councils won't allow the tyre swing on the tree outside the front of your house? Do they look at this and think to themselves, we'd like to do away with it too, but we can't?
Yeah, I think that's part of it, Jeff. I mean, it's the same reason why we don't allow fireworks in Australia. I mean, there's that small minority of people who don't use them properly, and therefore everyone misses out on the opportunity of enjoying fireworks that are allowed, you know, the small entertainment fireworks that are allowed in a lot of other countries around the world. The simple pleasures of jumping on a bike in Amsterdam or Paris without having to worry about a bike helmet or stuff it into your pocket, like you do in Australia, makes it very difficult. And we have a very different approach to, I mean, you know, bike helmets are important, but because in Australia we've got cars and bikes on the same road, but if we had bikes on bikeways, it'd probably be a different story. But it is a joy to not have to worry about it when you're transiting through an old cobblestone street.
What would you most like to change? And in fact, I should ask you two things, because one I'm sure would relate to alcohol and the hotel business. So maybe if I asked you for two things that you would like to change.
Well, I think one would be the culture of policing in Australia, where the languaging from police treats Australians like they're idiots and treats the hotel hospitality industry like they're deliberately intent on creating problems. I mean, we see it all the time from the West Australian police leadership, where they directly speak to the community and speak to the industry as if they are idiots and treat them accordingly. But the other side of it in terms of liquor is the trading hour restrictions. I mean, 10 o'clock on a Sunday night, still in Western Australia in 2015, despite countless recommendations to governments over the years to change the opening or closing hours, we've still got this sort of restrictive fear that if we stay open after 10 o'clock at night, we're going to cause some sort of, you know, mass mayhem in the streets. So I suppose one would be the drinking hours, and two would be the attitude of West Australian police towards people. And I think the more in which we treat the community like they are idiots, the more they will behave like idiots, Jeff. If we treat people like they are responsible adults, then they will behave like responsible adults. And it extends, whether it's banning junk food or internet filters or pricing policies in grocery stores where we've got these ridiculous rules so people don't make their own mistakes, or not allowing street parties, you know, where communities can get together in the street and just sort of close down their portion of the road and have a nice Sunday afternoon picnic where the neighbours get together. These are perfect examples.
Thank you for talking to us, Bradley Woods.